This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How can athletes use their celebrity, and how important is the power of celebrity, and how important is it to be creative with the use of it? We talked, Kevin, so many times about Cam Newton's approach whenever he goes out and he says, hey, look, I don't want any news. I don't want any press on these things. But he does a lot of good things with the community, taking an ice cream truck to a kid's birthday party, all the Thanksgiving dinners that he purchases. He does a lot of good things for the community. And just like Dirk showed up so many different times and didn't ask for it, but, you know, made an impact. And I want to know, 877-881-1053, have you ever had an athlete really make your day just a little bit better? And maybe you gave a little bit extra because your day was made better by a celebrity that you ran into. And you were just like, you know what? I look up to that person so much that it made me want to be just a little bit better today. 877-881-1053, if you can share that experience with us. We got some audio I want to get to, but first, Kevin, there was a report from David Moore about Tyrone Crawford that I think is very important. And I know you feel differently about Crawford than I do, but I think you also kind of changed a little bit on what your thoughts on his importance were to this team this season.
A little bit, but I still think this is bad business. Is David Moore with the Dallas Morning News said, what is the extreme makeover the Cowboys defensive line made for Tyrone Crawford? He went on to say, Cowboys have no plans to reduce Tyrone Crawford's contract, an indication that they're counting on him to have a significant role this season. I just think this is, I just think it's bad business. Is he has not played anywhere near the level that that contract would indicate. Obviously, he was hurt last year. He's getting older, and I just think that is a conversation worth having. Instead, they're like, we're not going to do that. We're going to take the $9.1 million cap hit and just roll along with it, and it just makes no sense to me why you wouldn't even have that conversation.
Well, would that conversation then maybe include, hey, well, if we're going to do that, can I extend my contract a little more?
Yes, that is possible.
And I know, like, I think, Kevin, because they look at his leadership and the, you know, what he does as a person, they value that a lot. And I think they're just wanting to stick with this kind of guy on this. And I wonder if McCarthy looks at him and says, he can still be a valuable player more than anything else. Maybe that has something to do with
it. And that's fine. And I'm not discounting that he could still be a valuable player. It's just like, you didn't see that last year because he got hurt. And even before that, he wasn't particularly effective. And you're talking about somebody who is now going to be on the wrong side of 30. And I'm not discounting anything that he does from a leadership point of view. I just don't understand why you wouldn't at least have that conversation and say, look, you know, we need to restructure and at least drop the cap hit by a few million. But they're choosing to go in a different direction. So there you go.
Mike, how you doing right now, buddy?
Trying my best, man.
Okay. All right.
Today's just not going well. It started off by me and Choppy getting into a heated debate, which was
fun. That part
fun.
Was awesome.
And since then, just computer and things around the house are falling apart. So
it's gonna get better for you, Mike. I promise. All right. You just keep social distancing, and we'll take care of you. All right. So Peyton Manning did something pretty awesome. So there was a University of Tennessee, and most colleges have done this, Kevin. I don't know if you've been to college lately.
I have not. It's been a really long time.
But a lot of colleges have said, hey, we're breaking back, except for I think it's Liberty, until the government shuts them
Liberty's
down.
Liberty's filled with terrible people. So.
But they've said, hey, we are going to do remote learning, just like my kids are doing right now in the living room with my wife. They are learning from their computers. And there was an online class at the University of Tennessee, and this happened.
Mr. Thompson, I think you were late for class.
I'm sorry, Dr. Haas. It's been a while. It's been at least since 1996, 1997 since I've been in class. So I apologize.
Well, you know, if you were here, I'd be making you run the stadium steps for being late.
I understand. Well, these are unique circumstances. I'm sure this is the first virtual Zoom class you've taught in many years, I would think. I just wanted to drop in and say hello to all the fellow communication students there and realize this is a unique time and probably not the ideal way you guys expected to spend your senior year. But I just encourage you to keep a positive attitude, keep working like you're doing, and try to take advantage of the little bit of the extra time that you have to accomplish something else or help out somebody in need. A lot of people hurting out there during this time. Be thankful for what you have and just know University of Tennessee is proud of you and is going to support you every way you can. And you know, Dr. Haas and his department is going to do the same thing.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Mr. Manning.
What?
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I thought they said it was Mr. Thompson.
I was about Peyton to say, Manning, Kevin.
This sets a dangerous precedent to just let a random student who is late to class give a speech, especially this Mr. Thompson joker. But if it was in fact Peyton Manning, I guess that makes more sense.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like I know Choppy would have lost his mind.
He'd have put like a geo tracker on that spot and.
Sitting in front of his computer watching Peyton Manning talk to him would probably like just make him lose his mind. And Kevin, I know you love Peyton Manning and the celebrity that he is. If you were a college student, and you know, college students don't have to be young kids. I was 30 years old when I graduated from college. So,
Oh man,
that hurts his feelings.
Actually, I was 29. I was,
better.
At a different
Just kidding.
Situation,
I graduated Mike. In my mid-30s. So.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. So, cool. I mean, like, I wonder, like, how, if you would have seen that, would you have just been like, oh, my God, what just happened?
Yes.
And would that have made your day a little bit better?
Yes. And you know I know this for a fact is because I was impressed with, well, I think most people would say less celebrity. To my group, it was far more celebrity. Is one of my classes at Texas A&M for a semester, Reveille, was in my class.
Oh, did he bark?
No, she. Thank you very much.
Is it always a she?
Yes, it is. Oh, and sorry. So she never barked. And so in case you don't know this, Corey, so it goes is that if Reveille barks, class is dismissed.
Oh, my God.
Because that dog is like a ninja with focus and everything. And so it never happens. That dog never barked. But there was palpable buzz across the first day of class. Everyone was like, oh, my God. Did you see Reveille is in there? So I can't even imagine. That was a dog, but we were all super fired up. I can't even imagine what would happen if Peyton Manning just popped up into my class. So, yes, I'm convinced that I would be like, oh, my God, it's Peyton Manning.
Would it make you listen more?
Probably not, because I would keep looking over at Peyton Manning. But maybe, like, if he was taking really, really rigid notes, then I would be like, well, I got to do what Peyton's doing. And so then maybe it would. It depends on what his study habits were. Because if they were poor, then I would probably fall out. Corey, I stared at the dog, if that was going to be your question. We all stared at the dog, all right? Every single person in that class, to a man, to a woman, at some point was staring at the dog. It happened to all of us.
And we had that at UNT. I think everybody had the white squirrel, the albino squirrel, that if you have the if you saw it on exam day, then you were going to get A's on your exam or something. Ooh. Like that, the legend that went on at UNT. So that was one of my things. I never saw it, so I didn't, but I always got A's, so that didn't matter. I do wonder, you know, how important right now, especially, it is for the celebrity types to do stuff like this. And to take, to take these moments to reach out there and say, "Hey, we want to help you guys out by, you know, just a little something like that," and being that creative, because that's really creative. Hey, let me reach out to a professor and just pop into one of your online classes. It's a really creative thing to do, and he's not doing, you know, he's not doing a ton of other things out there. So he's not trying to, like, promote himself for a movie that he's in. He's just doing it out of the kindness of his heart. And, Kevin, you keep asking, will people remember stuff like that? I think, you know, massive amounts of people will. And that's super creative use of their time.
No, you're probably right about that, because, like, if you think about it in terms of, I know this is a weird comparison, but one of the reasons everybody mentions social distancing for the coronavirus is how quickly it can spread from person to person. So look at the positive aspect of that from this class. Every single one of the people in that class are going to tell some other people. And then they're going to be like, "Oh, hey, did you hear your sister had Peyton Manning in her class?" And, like, I think it's going to spread like that. And it is really cool. So if you have the opportunity or the means to do so, famous or not, if you can do something to brighten up somebody's day, then, I mean, go for it. I mean, obviously you should always do that, but especially now.
Well, and another guy, Steph Curry, used his celebrity yesterday as well. I think that, you know, he's become one of the most famous NBA players there are out there. So that, you know, because of what they did, he's a smiling face. His wife's got TV show stuff that she does. But he used his celebrity to talk to Dr. Anthony Fauci. And this guy, has Fauci become
the face of all of this?
A superstar? Like, is he a superstar right now?
I wouldn't
say
superstar, but he's definitely, I mean, he is, isn't he the doctor that served in the White House for many administrations?
Back since Reagan.
Yeah.
And so he's the face of this. Like, if you think of a medical person, it's him. So, yeah.
Do you love him or hate him right now, Kevin?
I mean, like, I wish he would tell us more good news, but okay. I appreciate that he's telling us truthful news.
Well,
I'm always glad when there's someone to give me facts, all right? And you could take that however you want. I like it when people give me truthful and factual information.
All right, he hopped on with
politics
on Steph Curry's Instagram page. And I don't know how many hearts this got, but it got over 50,000 views. And that's pretty impressive for, you know, for an athlete who's interviewing a doctor. That's pretty impressive. And
that's 50,000 live. I mean, I imagine so many more people have seen it afterwards.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. He asked Fauci, what needs to happen to determine when mass large gatherings are okay again?
What you need is you need to see the trajectory of the curve start to come down. We've seen that in China. They went up and down. They're starting to get back to some normal life. They got to be careful they don't reintroduce the virus into China. But they're on the other end of the curve. Korea is doing that. They're starting to come back down. Europe, particularly Italy, is in a terrible situation. They're still going way up. The United States is a big country. We have so many different regions, like New York City right now is having a terrible time, and yet there are places in the country that are doing really quite well. You could probably identify people, contact trace, and get them out of circulation. Whereas in New York City, it's doing what's called mitigation, trying to prevent as best you can the spread. So in direct answer to your question, we could start thinking about getting back to some degree of normality when the country as a whole is turn that corner and start coming down. Then you could pinpoint cases much more easily than getting overwhelmed by cases, which is what's going on in New York City.
That's great that, you know, Steph Curry, I don't know if he did all this on his own or if he had a team help him and work with him on some of these questions, but these things are vitally important to what we're doing here. I wanted to go to
just real quick, Corey, you're 100% right about that, because how many people tuned into this
just because
it was Steph? So yeah. It's fantastic.
People that may never watch a White House briefing were like, you know what, I want to get in on this. I wanted to go. There are two more cuts that I wanted to get to. One is what? How long after recovery can you go out and be safe for others?
The general rule is you have to have two cultures 24 hours apart that are negative. That's what the rule is now. As more people get infected, that likely is not going to be feasible. So we're going to have to set some guidelines of days following the diminution of symptoms. We're not there yet because we don't know as much about how far out you could be shedding virus. First thing. Second thing, your main question. Once you get infected, can you get reinfected? We haven't done the specific testing to determine that, but if this acts like every virus similar to it that we know, the chances are overwhelming that if you get infected, recover from infection, that you are not going to get infected with the same virus, which means you can then safely go out into the community and feel immune so that you can not only protect yourself, get back to work, get back to your job, but you'll be able to have what you refer to as herd immunity.
I don't think I knew that. And then
there's Steph Curry brought that to
me. He did. Yeah, thank you, Steph.
Face, Kevin, you said Steph could never do it.
I did not.
I don't know.
I think I vaguely remember that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
And then there was the last thing, because here in Texas, we think, you know, the heat kills pretty much everything but Texans. And so, like, we're just assuming that because it's hot in Texas, this thing's going to go away. Here are his thoughts about the virus. Will it go away in the summertime?
With other viruses like seasonal influenza that we get confronted with every year, and other coronaviruses that are more benign, typical common cold, what you said is true. As the weather gets warmer, viruses tend to do poorly in warm, moist weather and do quite well in cold, dry weather. And that's one of the reasons why, in addition to the fact that in the warm weather, you're more outside and not confined in a room, that these kind of respiratory viruses tend to go down as you get into the summer months. The only issue is, Steph, we don't know whether this is going to happen with this virus, because this is the first time we've ever dealt with this virus. So it's not an unreasonable assumption to think that it's going to go down, but you don't want to count on it.
So there you go, Kevin. We'll hopefully Science. Texas can set the bar with heat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.